Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Christmas in Kansas City. And the snow is falling down. The plaza lights are pretty. Good to be in my hometown.
Hey, this is still in Jackson County.
All the fountains are frozen.
The plaza's not moving.
Like, yeah. And the leaves have blown on the ground.
Well, tenants are
there's
leaving.
A warm feeling here, clear through the year. It's like nowhere else I've found.
Kansas,
cause it's Christmas in Kansas City.
The Kansas
Christmas.
If you take your wife or your husband to work, grab her hand right now. Get in that Christmas feel. Put that mistletoe up in the car.
Kansas City.
The Kansas Chiefs.
Okay.
Champions.
I don't need that right now.
Why?
Kansas Chiefs.
Can I just heal?
Champions.
Can I mourn this for a little bit? Can I mourn this for the
weekend?
What are
we mourning, though? I mean, we're getting a brand new stadium that's going to bring Super Bowls. It's going to bring concerts in the wintertime. It's going to bring the NCAA, probably, you know, college
final
football
four.
Playoff.
Okay.
We're going to have the Final Four,
again,
WWE.
Well, we just had that Monday night. Or last Monday.
But that big event that draws like 110,000 people or whatever it is.
WrestleMania,
that's it. Yes.
God,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. We'll get that.
Shucks, because John Cena won't be there anymore. He's retired. John Cena got choked out by Gunter. Never give up. Never surrender. Tell that to my fan base, John. Thanks.
The Kansas Chiefs.
Thanks a lot,
Champions.
Triple H.
He's only been telling us for a year, you know.
Oh, a year?
Year and a half.
I mean, I was the village idiot.
John Cena or Bob?
Well, both, right? Yeah, I was the village idiot for a while, right? Oh, they're never gonna move to Kansas. You know what you're talking about? You're a rabble rouser. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. I kind of do. I hate to say that I'm probably more in tune than people who should be in tune with what was going on with this whole process. And that's really sad. And so it's not a day of mourning. It's a day of actually celebrating that we're getting finally the stadium that our city deserves to be able to house events that we've never been able to house before. And we talk about it all the time and how great we do when we host events here in Kansas City, because everybody gets involved in whatever event it is, whether it's the Big 12 or whether it's the NCAA, whatever the case may be, we do an unbelievable job. And so now we have the opportunity to take that next step forward as a world-class city and have these big-time events that we weren't going to be able to have before, like the Super Bowl, like the Final Four. You know, Kansas City has hosted, I still believe right now, more NCAA tournament games than anywhere else. And I still believe Kansas City has hosted more Final Four games than anywhere else. We've been out of the rotation of that. And now to bring the Final Four back to the birthplace of the Final Four, it's coming home, baby. This isn't just about the Kansas City Chiefs moving across the state line. This is now what this new dome stadium for the Chiefs can do for Kansas City and how it can put us further and further on the map and make us a better world-class city, because I'm excited about the Final Four now being in Kansas City again, because it's where it belongs, right? It started here, it was housed here, it was birthed here, and then we didn't have the proper stadium and you know, place to house the Final Four, and we haven't had it since 1988. The Final Four will probably be announced soon after the stadium, and everybody will say, all right, the Final Four is back where it belongs, in the birthplace of college basketball.
Topeka, Kansas.
Kansas City, that's right, Topeka, Kansas. the Topeka thing is just unbelievable to me. But that's what it's all about. I mean, there's so many more things now that we can do as a city and so many more events that we can have. I mean, we're getting the World Cup as it is, and now we're going to be in a Super Bowl rotation because, well, I don't know, the Hunts invented the Super Bowl, for God's sake. So you don't think we're going to get it here in Kansas City? Yeah, we're going to get it here in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Final Four, all that good stuff. And, you know, the concerts are what I like, because we got the opportunity to get some of these big shows in the wintertime now that have passed over here in Kansas City. It's a great day for the region.
Mayor L yesterday when the news dropped.
What the hell was that?
That guy's an idiot, man.
Look, man, he handled this very poorly. He was terrible. Terrible leadership. And that's what it comes down to, ultimately. Like, people in Missouri are mad. You elected Quentin Lucas. You elected Frank White.
Yeah.
People don't think elections matter at the local level. You know, we're also concerned with the national stuff.
They matter more.
They absolutely matter more, because I guarantee you, if Sly James or Kay Barnes were the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, I kind of think both of those teams would be staying in Kansas City, Missouri, because they were leaders. Kay Barnes built downtown. Sly James picked up where she left off and took this city to the next level, got the airport built, all that great stuff that that Sly James was able to accomplish. Those two folks were leaders. They led. They weren't just in the position because it was cool and it's a fun job. They were leaders. And frankly, the last 5-6 years, Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County just have not had good leadership. And so when people are upset that they're leaving, blame the elected officials, because those are the folks who dropped the ball on this, on the Missouri side of the state line. And there's no other way to put it. Get bent. Mac, you excited?
Let's go, baby.
I know that I'm hard.
I'm holding back for Dustman. I'm letting him have his day, but I am on the other, and I'm selfishly really excited, and this is awesome. Also, selfishly just kind of ready for this to, I think we're all ready for this to be done. Resolution. Let's go. I'm pumped.
Yeah,
yes.
That's why I told you the other day, resolution soon with all of this, right?
Yes.
Like kind of been hinting that this was going to be happening, and not hinting, I mean telling, they're both going to end up, you know, on the Kansas side of the state line. But, you know, they're both still here in the metro area. And for the first time ever, hey, Johnson County and the Kansas side are picking up the freight finally, right? For 60 years, Missouri carried the water for everybody, you know? So, hey, now it's Johnson County and Wyandotte County starting to carry the water a little bit, you know, for these franchises.
The Kansas Chiefs, champions.
Tough day.
Hey, look at it this way. You don't have to pay the tax after 2030 anymore, Bob, so people are going to have that money back in their account.
Bob, no matter what you tell me, this is all I'm hearing today.
Hey, well, yo, man.
There's juice all over the place.
Now you're going to save that $100 and feel really good.
Yeah.
Stop it.
That 3-8 cents, man, that'll be back in everybody's, you know, coffers, and it's fine. It's great.
I figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Love that drop so much.
But the other thing is, too, you know, Kansas, don't need a vote.
Do you think you'll keep the Chiefs and the Royals?
Well, I don't think that. That's it.
Frank White, would you say that you had a good tenure as a legislator in Kansas City?
Well, I don't think that.
I mean, think about that legacy, guys. Think if you're Frank White. Yeah, maybe. Think if you're Frank White and Quentin Lucas and what your legacy is. Your legacy is you lost the Chiefs and Royals.
Can I just have a moment? Nothing says Jackson County like this song, baby. Stand up, Jackson County. We mourn together.
Chewing tobacco, football, and booze.
We mourn together, Jackson County.
Bobby Bowden, he knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense.
I got this song on. You got Carly Ritter telling me about the weather. Coming back, boys. Getting back to my roots here.
He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll.
He likes a 3-4 defense.
Yeah, he does.
He's Jay Binkley.
Okay.
Get out of your system.
So anyways, we'll continue to bring you the news of the day, which is the stadium conversation, stadiums. I should tell you, we'll talk about that all day. It is the story of the day. It'll be the story of the weekend, and then it'll be the story on Monday. But how about Joe Klatt yesterday, right? We played the audio of him saying that he doesn't like how the March Madness tournament is. It should be like a pool form like they have in the World Cup. And then kind of says, you know what? Actually,
that's a bad take.
Yeah, and that's okay.
That's great.
That's okay. It was a little quick to backtrack, in my opinion, because it just seemed like it was, well, okay, but let it kind of marinate a little bit, you know, because I kind of like the pool idea. I thought there were little nuggets in what he had to say, you know, which makes sense. But, you know, we're always trying to fix things because you don't want things to go stale.
Offense, Chiefs. So I had a friend of mine text me yesterday about that to kind of pick up on where you were. And I'm sorry to jump in on that, but it is fitting right now. During that game last night, a buddy of mine texted me. I'm not going to say who to sell him out. He goes, I hate to say this, but Reed's offense looks, I'm sorry, antiquated. And so you mentioned the stale. It's funny, man. My friend of mine, very, very smart individual, texts me, goes, God, watching this offense with the Rams and Seahawks compared to Andy Reed, it looks stale.
Uh-huh. Stark difference.
Stark difference, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's without Devontae Adams last night.
No doubt. And we'll get into that game as well. And one of the more, I guess, now prolific players on one of those teams. But I mean, we've all had bad takes.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know where to start on mine, right? I will tell you this.
At least you have Blake Bortles.
Well, if I did, I would probably try acting. But the thing is, when you think about, like, if you do have a bad take, it's kind of fun because we always say self-deprecating is one of the best things, right? Like, you know, for God's sakes, Mac, we bring up the gut bomb king over here, right? Like, nothing's better than telling people on the air that, you know, you've just been blowing your brains out from your ass for like a week. And I think my worst take, I think this is my worst take of all time. I said in 2018, Mahomes' first year as a quarterback, we would see a bunch of consistent inconsistencies because of what we had seen. He was a gunslinger. He threw it deep. He played reckless. And then he threw for like 20 touchdowns in 4 weeks and like three interceptions and like 2,000 yards. I said, well, that didn't age well. Looks like we'll be a little bit more consistent than we thought. And I was wrong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after that, I think that was kind of like my Mahomes realization that maybe this guy does have a, you know, a leg up on everybody. No pun intended. I'm not trying to be that guy. But, like, that's what it looked like in the league because it was like right away it was like, okay, that guy can take you to the promised land. Damn near did in his first year as a starter because we had seen the Week 17 game against the Broncos. We'd seen the preseason game, the throw to Tyreek in Atlanta in, like, the preseason game. And you're like, man, oh, man. And we had thought to ourselves, what if he played that Titans game and not Alex Smith? Well, maybe there was a reason behind that. You got to build your, you know, cloud up and kind of get that whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And because I still remember after that game, Mahomes was getting dressed and everything like that. I'm like, do you have a few minutes to talk about the game? He goes, I didn't play in it, so I have nothing to say.
Great
after
answer.
That, right? Perfect. I was, so and then, good. And that's in my mental to be like, that guy kind of gets it. And then it was what, like that next Monday, he was announced a starter. And then the season happened after that. So that's probably my worst take is that he'd be consistently inconsistent. Boy, he was the opposite.
You reminded me of a bad Mahomes take I had. I remember when he was drafted.
Trade him?
No. And we were, I had trade Kelsey. That was, ended up being a bad take, obviously, because, you know, at that point in time, you know, trade everybody. But now he's obviously a legend. So that was a bad one. But I remember doing a show with my friend Paul Long, one of the Catsuit guys years ago. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, I said, I'll bet you anything that Baker Mayfield's better than Patrick Mahomes over the course of his career. Well, I lost that bet.
It's not that close.
Nah, it hadn't been that close. So I swung and missed on that one. I wanted Alex Gordon cut in 2011 as well. So there's been some bad takes, and it's okay to have a bad take and admit it. Like I love the fact that Joel Klatt walked this thing back.
Yes,
and said, "Yeah, I kind of screwed that one up." He thought about it for a couple of days. Like, yeah, that's really a bad take. What his take was is the NCAA tournament stinks. Basically, is what he said, and it's not a great way to determine a champion and all this kind
which
of stuff.
Which it's not, but it's fun.
But it's fun. And you know, that's, I mean, what is the best way to determine a true champion?
And then you look
right?
at it,
you know?
And all the big schools have won multiple championships.
Yeah,
Duke, Carolina,
right.
Connecticut,
Kansas. The little guy never wins that thing, you know, very rarely maybe wins that thing.
And you can name all the Cinderellas because they don't happen as much as you think.
Exactly. They really don't.
DCU, Loyola Chicago.
Yeah.
And There was another one. Florida Atlantic or something. Or
yeah, UAB. Florida
UAB.
Atlantic,
was it UAB? Was that another one?
UAB had a quick run.
But this is pointing my this is proving my point.
Exactly.
Like, you know? The mid major really, Sister Jean, though.
Yeah, but like, so he ripped the tournament and then came back. Yeah, it's probably a bad rip.
But I like that, though. I mean, you know.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
The people who can't admit their takes suck at times, like, I don't like those people.
No, I think you're probably going to, if you're bat like baseball, if you're batting 300 on takes, that's pretty good.
That's pretty darn good. Right? Yeah.
Need more weathermen to do that. Yeah. I was wrong. I thought we were getting a dusting.
Yeah, my bad.
How much better would the weather forecaster be is if, like, they swing, because they do a lot. Yeah. I mean, over the last couple of years, a big swing and miss a lot by these weather folks. How about they just get on there and go, boy, we missed that one, and be self, but it's TV news. There's nothing, you know, self-deprecating about TV news. It's a brain rot. But but I also think when I look at the weather folks, self-deprecating would be better, would be a lot better.
It almost always is. I thought that Russell Wilson to the Broncos was going to be Super Bowl. That was a huge deal. Franchise-changing move. I was really, really wrong about that.
Or the fact it took you 16 weeks to put the Hawks in your max pack.
Or it was a franchise-changing move, Mac. It really was. It was a franchise-changing move.
Not the way that I thought, yes.
Yeah.
At least you got Travis Hunter right.
Yeah, you did. You nailed that one.
That seems good right now.
Yeah, he said Travis Hunter is going to be the biggest bust of all time.
Biggest bust of all time.
And he's having knee surgery and really didn't do much.
Hard to pass up Jamarcus Russell, but yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. But this guy plays both sides of the ball, so essentially you get two bad players for one.
Exactly, yeah.
And now he's doing cooking videos where he's like putting his hair in the food.
Really?
They did. Yeah, they did a video. He's talking about his
wife in it?
Yeah.
Because we still don't like her, right?
I don't know. He's in love.
Yeah, well, who are we to judge,
right? Yeah. Fair enough.
As long as you like her.
Yeah, as long as you're
we'll
happy.
Talk about you behind your back, but as long as you like her, that's okay. You
know? Stacy just showed up with Greg. Hey, Greg, what's up? Stacy, nice to see you. Oh, hors d'oeuvres are out.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, take care.
Wait, you know what's going on with Josh then?
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. Joe Cloud.
Did you run into that guy again?
I don't even know who that guy was.
I don't either. I only knew
like five people at Nathan's wedding, and four of them were sitting at the table.
The Kansas Chiefs.
Mitch told us later on in the
Merry
show today.
Chris Mitch, do we say today? Was that a bad take? Do I need to walk that one back too?
Walk that one back.
Merry Chris Mitch. He's going to love Merry Chris Mitch. Yes. Yes.
Somebody says, well, at least Jackson County still has Casey's.
You know what? They do. And that bacon pizza is phenomenal in the morning. My buddy Joe texted me yesterday. He got the jalapeno.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
An egg pizza from Casey's. Ooh. Well, it is literally in your gut, right? Like a lot of jalapenos on that. But for me, just give me the bacon pizza, man. That breakfast pizza with the bacon on it from Casey's is premier pizza. It is premier, and I'm factoring in lunch and dinner pizzas as well. Mm. That is a premier pie, baby.
Breakfast pizza or taco pizza?
The breakfast pizza.
taco.
Really?
I think so. I think so.
Wow.
That just shows how good Casey's is, because those are like Mount Rushmore pizzas.
Yeah, right there. And look, the kid who grew up in Jersey who's very specific about his pizza and bagels, true. I love Casey's pizza. Their breakfast pizza is something to be had, man. It just is fantastic. Come it's up. The perfect amount of grease. Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.